Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Agriculture to play a major role in making India world's third largest economy, says Prime Minister Narendra Modi, releases 17th installment of PM Kisan amounting to more than 20,000 crore rupees. Government taking comprehensive measures to ensure adequate power supply to meet increased demand. At least 11 migrants dead and several others missing in two shipwrecks off Italian coast. IMD forecasts severe heatwave conditions to abate in pockets of northwest and east India from today. And in javelin world champion, Neeraj Chopra will be in action at the World Athletics Continental Gold Tour in Finland tonight. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that agriculture will play a major role in making India world's third largest economy. The Prime Minister was addressing a large gathering at PM Kisan Samman Sammelan in Varanasi.
21st sadi ke Bharat ko duniya ki teesri badi aarthik taakat banane mein puri krishi vyavastha ki badi bhumika hame vaishvik roop se sochna hoga. ग्लोबल मार्केट को ध्यान में रखना होगा. हमें दलहन और तिलहन में आत्मनिर्भर बनना है और कृषि निर्यात में अग्रणी बनना है.
He said that the central government is committed to enhance the living standard of the farmers and increasing the income is the priority of his government. Mr. Modi released the 17th installment of Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi, amounting to more than 20,000 crore rupees to around 9.26 crore farmers during the function.
Desh bhar ke karodon kisanon ke bank khate mein PM Kisan Samman Nidhi ke 20,000 crore rupees pahunche hain. 3 crore behnon ko lakhpati didi banane ki taraf bahut bada kadam uthaya gaya hai. कृषि सखी के रूप में बहनों की नई भूमिका, उन्हें सम्मान और आय के नए साधन दोनों सुनिश्चित करेंगे.
Prime Minister also granted certificates to more than 30,000 women from self-help groups SAGs as Krishi Sakhis. Mr. Modi said the steps taken by his government to make India a leading figure in the export of agro products are giving new marketing platforms to the local agro products. Speaking on the occasion, Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that the goal of the government is to increase production and help farmers in reducing the input cost along with providing better price to the products by giving proper MSP.
किसानों की आय दुगनी करने का जो रोड मैप है, एक उत्पादन बढ़ाना, सिंचाई की योजनाओं के माध्यम से नई तकनीकी का प्रयोग करके कैसे उत्पादन बढ़े उसका प्रयास जारी है. दूसरे उत्पादन की लागत घटाना, फसलों के बेहतर दाम किसान को मिले इसलिए मिनिमम सपोर्ट प्राइस जो लागत आती है उस पर कम से कम 50% लाभ देकर न्यूनतम समर्थन मूल्य तय किया जाता है और ये फैसला प्रधानमंत्री जी ने किया.
On the occasion, Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath said that Varanasi is reaching new heights of the development under the leadership of Prime Minister. The Prime Minister Modi also had a meeting with a few farmers at the Kisan Sammelan. We have a report.
This was the first visit of Narendra Modi to Varanasi after being sworn in as Prime Minister for third consecutive term, and it was given a grand welcome by the party workers. Prime Minister thanked people of Kashi for electing him third consecutive time and said that he feels that he belongs to this land. PM Modi also had a meeting with few farmers at the Kisan Sammelan and reviewed their products. Later, Prime Minister witnessed Ganga Aarti at the Dashashwamedh Ghat and performed Puja and Darshan at Kashi Vishwanath Temple. After a night stay in his constituency, PM will depart next morning. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Varanasi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Bihar tomorrow. Power Ministry is taking comprehensive measures to ensure adequate power supply to meet the increased power demand in the summer season. The Ministry has informed that the highest ever peak demand of 89 gigawatt in the northern region was successfully met yesterday. This was made possible by importing 25 to 30% of the region's power requirement from neighboring regions. The Ministry of Power has implemented a series of measures to meet the highest ever peak demand of 250 gigawatt during the current summer season. Directions have been issued to imported coal-based plants to continue the generation support during the high demand period. In a related development, Delhi's peak power demand has reached an all-time high of 8,647 megawatt today. It is the highest ever in the history of the national capital. Senior BJP leaders and union ministers held a meeting at the residence of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh in New Delhi today. Union Ministers Manohar Lal, Dharmendra Pradhan, Kiran Rijiju, Dr. S. Jaishankar and Chirag Paswan attended the meeting. The meeting has been held ahead of the upcoming parliament session, which is scheduled to start from the 24th of this month. During the session, oath and affirmation of newly elected members and election of Lok Sabha Speaker will take place. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah and BJP President JP Nadda today chaired Maharashtra BJP Core Committee meeting at the party headquarters in New Delhi. The meeting was attended by Deputy Chief Minister of Maharashtra Devendra Fadnavis, Union Minister Bhupendra Yadav, Ashwani Vaishnav, Piyush Goyal and B.L. Santosh, among others. Yesterday, the party had appointed party leaders Bhupendra Yadav as state election in charge and Ashwani Vaishnav co-in charge for Maharashtra assembly polls. In flood-affected Sikkim, rescue, relief and restoration operations are on in full swing to mitigate the sufferings of the affected people, particularly of the most affected parts of Lachung and Chungthang in Mangan district. Around 1,300 stranded tourists have been evacuated so far from the flood-affected areas to safer places. The Mangan Gangtok Road via Fodong has been reopened for light vehicles following the completion of road restoration at Ambithang. Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi, Deputy Chief Ministers Kanak Vardhan Singh Dev and Pravati Parida and BJD President Naveen Patnaik took oath as members of the 17th Odisha Legislative Assembly today at Bhubaneswar. Pro-Tem Speaker Ranendra Pratap Swain administered the oath of office to them and other newly elected MLAs. The oath taking by the newly elected members will continue till tomorrow. The Supreme Court will organize a special Lok Adalat from July 29th to August 3rd to facilitate amicable settlement of pending cases. The special Lok Adalat will be organized in the 75th year of the establishment of the Apex Court. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
New criminal laws, namely Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita 2023 and Bharatiya Saksha Adhiniyam 2023 will come into force from the 1st of July 2024. To know about the new criminal laws, download NCRB Sankalan of Criminal Laws mobile app from Play Store or App Store.
Welcome back. You're listening to the news at 9. Expenditure on railway safety-related works increased from 1.78 lakh crore rupees during 2014 and 2024. Indian Railways reiterated that it has implemented numerous safety measures over the years, leading to a significant improvement in the safety of train operations. A steep decline in the average number of consequential train accidents has been recorded in the last 10 years in comparison to the corresponding period before that. The ministry said that the coverage system has been implemented on nearly 1,465 route kilometers and 121 locomotives. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan released the Joint Doctrine for Cyberspace Operations during the Chiefs of Staff Committee meeting held in New Delhi today. The meeting remarked that the Joint Doctrine is a keystone publication that will guide commanders in conducting cyberspace operations in complex military operating environment. Defence Ministry said the development of Joint Doctrine is an important aspect of jointness and integration in the Indian Armed Forces. A long-awaited relief is on the cards even as North India continues to swelter due to heat wave and warm night conditions. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast severe heatwave conditions to abate in pockets of northwest and east India from today evening. Talking to Akashvani News, IMD scientist Soma Sen Roy said that under influence of the western disturbance, several parts of North India may receive rainfall. She said that the alert will be scaled down to orange from tomorrow in Delhi. Pre-monsoon shower is also likely in the national capital. Meanwhile, extremely heavy rainfall will continue over sub-Himalayan West Bengal and northeast India in the next 2 to 3 days. Heavy rainfall accompanied with thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds is also likely to continue in southern India in the next 5 days. The scorching heat continues to break all the records in Uttar Pradesh. There is no respite from the heat at night also. According to the Meteorological Department, Prayagraj was the hottest city in the country with 47.6 degrees Celsius yesterday. In the last 24 hours, the maximum temperature in Lucknow and its surrounding districts was recorded above normal. The minimum temperature was also recorded above. The 18th Mumbai International Film Festival is underway in Mumbai. The fourth day of the festival witnessed a host of renowned film celebrities, including Adil Hussein, Ketan Mehta, Santosh Shivan, and Alphonse Roy, among others. The six-day film festival will culminate on Friday. We have more from a correspondent.
The fourth day of the 18th Mumbai International Film Festival witnessed an extravaganza of spectacular films including Story of a Painting, The Last Shift, Fera, Tales of Oblivion, My Grandfather's House, Stained Skin and Crazy Blood. Masterclass by Alphonse Roy was organized titled Exploring the Wilderness, Indian Wildlife Documentaries and Conservation Efforts, in which he discussed about documentaries focusing on Indian wildlife and conservation initiatives. Renowned filmmaker Ketan Mehta participated in a panel discussion titled Crafting the Magic, the Evolution of Animation Films and Their Enduring Appeal to Youth and Grown-ups. Actor Adil Hussain and filmmaker Santosh Sivan also graced the MIF today. Prarthana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
At least 11 migrants died while another 66 remained missing in two shipwrecks today off the Italian coast. The Italian authorities said a search and rescue operation by Coast Guard is going on in the Mediterranean hours after two migrant boats encountered problems near the Italian coasts. A merchant ship in the area conducted the initial rescue. The merchant ship rescued 12 people. According to the survivor's statement, the sailing boat departed from Turkey last week, carrying migrants and refuge seekers from Iraq, Syria, Iran, and Afghanistan. As part of the Yoga Mahotsav organized by the High Commission of India in Sri Lanka, a yoga session was conducted at the Kelaniya Maha Vihar. The theme of today's program was Yoga for Well-Being. The session was part of the 10-day-long Yoga Mahotsav being organized at the iconic locations across the island nation. In javelin, Olympic and world champion Neeraj Chopra will be in action at the World Athletics Continental Gold Tour at the Paavo Nurmi Stadium in Turku, Finland today. The current Asian Games gold medalist and Diamond League finals winner will be challenged by Max Denning of Germany, the youngest member of the coveted 90M club and also the season leader. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia congratulated Indian professional golfer Shubhankar Sharma for qualifying for the Paris Olympics 2024. In a social media post, Dr. Mandavia expressed confidence that Mr. Sharma will shine bright at the Paris Olympics, given his immense talent, hard work, and laser focus. Gross and net direct tax collection witnessed robust growth in the current financial year in comparison to corresponding period of previous financial year 2023-24. Gross direct tax collections till the 17th of this month in this financial year registered a growth of 22.19%. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Agriculture to play a major role in making India world's third largest economy, says Prime Minister Narendra Modi, releases 17th installment of PM Kisan amounting to more than 20,000 crore rupees. Government taking comprehensive measures to ensure adequate power supply to meet increased demand. At least 11 migrants dead and several others missing in two shipwrecks off Italian coast. IMD forecasts severe heatwave conditions to abate in pockets of northwest and east India from today. And in javelin, world champion Neeraj Chopra will be in action at the World Athletics Continental Gold Tour in Finland tonight. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.